Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, most recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Well, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Let's clap it.
I'm still basking off what we had Sunday night. How about that? Yeah. That deserves a hand. It is the everything that we heard and everything and how appropriate. What a message that we are heir to all things.
Amen.
It all belongs to us. He said, the heavens, the earth, everything belongs to us.
Amen.
He says, that royal seed knows exactly who he is and where's he going and everything. And that, he says, they're sitting fighting in the Kremlin in the United States and trying to possess the land, and we own it all. It all belongs to us. And we even own the things that it's not even here. The heavens is getting ready to come down. That new Jerusalem, that's going to all belong to us. And how appropriate for a message that that prophet brought to us to come in. And he says, then after the battle's over, what happened? Melchizedek came and he brought the wine and the bread and we had communion together. Praise the name of the Lord. How wonderful is that? Amen. Well, it is that we're so thankful to be able to once again to come together tonight. To be able to worship the Lord and to be able to get a little bit closer to the Lord. And after what we heard the other night, I still feel like Daniel. I mean, Brother Samuel said, he goes, I thought you were going to stand up. My legs are just shaking up there. He said so many things. If we just realize who that we are and what we are. And I just want to take a time that the message tonight is a little bit long, but there's too many good quotes from the other night's message, and I've got just one of them here. It just reminds you exactly who you are. In case you're not really in tune, I want to remind you. He said, first of all, just the first four words here, the promise is yours. Amen. He says, but if you ever get it, you ain't going to get it easy. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to take it away from Satan. Satan captures your health. You've got a right to go to Satan and say, give it back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
hold it over. I come in the name of the Lord, the possessor of heavens and earth, and I'm his heir. Give it back. You took my child. You got her mixed up with the wrong boy. You took my boy. You got him mixed up with the wrong girl. I claim them. That's right. I claim my children. I claim my brother. I claim my sister. Yes, Satan, you've taken them away from God's house, coaxed them away, but I'm coming after them and I claim them. Goes on, I am an heir to all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, it is given to me. I'm an heir. I claim everything that God promised. Amen. There you are. It's mine. How do you get it? Something you do? No, sir. It's an unmerited gift that God gave us, and it's yours. It belongs to us. Satan can't hold it. If you got to give, if you go to him in scripture authority, with faith, to say, it's mine. Lay it down. He says, amen. Glory to God. He says, I like that. Satan, you lay it down. You took it from me. You give it back because I'm serving notice on you. Amen. Woo! On Satan. That's powerful.
Amen.
I've got the notice written right here on the word. Heavens and earth will pass away, but this notice shall not. So I come with this notice to serve it on you, that Jesus Christ said, whatsoever I ask in the Father's name, he'll give it to me. So I say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in my heart, but believe that what I've asked for shall come to pass. I can have what I say. Amen. Lay it down. That gets him started. Don't get him started, it gets him running. Amen. Lay it down because I have come with the scripture authority. I am a believer.
Amen. Amen.
That's who you are. Amen. I'm sorry, I can't do it justice. To hear that prophet of God say those words.
Amen.
I should have just had Brother Tom put that on. We just listened. We should just listen to that tonight. He ain't got nothing better to do, or
amen.
We can just stay all night here.
Amen.
Definitely got nothing better to do than that, that's for sure.
Amen.
He says, but it's not only for you and for your children. He said, it's your possession and your authority.
Yeah.
And I've got
Amen.
One more to read. And I love this quote because even when this quote the other day, Brother Branham spoke this in the message the other day, he allowed us to put it into action. And it says, you made the promise, now my kinsman has been taken, and all he's got is gone. And he's talking about Abraham, when Lot was taken away. And here's Lot, he's down in Sodom, for crying out loud. He says, but that's mine.
Amen.
He said, you give it to me, it belongs to me.
Yeah.
So he says, and in other words, if I apply it to today, I'd say the church could say, Lord God, here's my brother. He's laying there stricken with cancer. He's stricken with tuberculosis. He's got so-and-so. I lay a hold of the promise. It's my possession. You've told me so. Amen. There you are. Then you can go after that enemy, that devil, and slay it just like Abraham, same as Abraham slaughtered the kings and brought his possession back. Amen. I like that. It's to the believer.
Amen.
To go after your brother.
Amen.
It's not only for you, it's not only for your family, it's not only for your children, it's for your brother and sister.
Amen.
Claim it. They're sick. Claim it. Speak the word and you claim it.
Amen.
And we've got proof of it. Stand right here. Brother David Martin, stand up.
Amen.
don't know the other night, and we didn't even know in the communion service that Brother David, that he was there and his family, and I tried to tell the best that I can that before we, Brother Branham, I think it was during, before the dedication, Brother Branham had probably stood up, they had seen David and his family thought he had fallen asleep and that he was over there, and I heard that his wife pinched him, it's like, man, he's fallen asleep, and then everybody got up and David didn't get up, and so that they come and they took him out, and he was kind of, they thought maybe he had a stroke or something, the side of his face was pulling on him, I believe, and so they took him out and they rushed him to the hospital and they didn't know what it was, then they run him over to University of Louisville to check him out, and he was in bad shape. And so the brothers, we were just getting ready to go in to have foot wash, and they come and said that they'd taken Brother David and his family out, and I said, well, just keep me abreast of what's kind of going on, what's happening. So we had foot wash, and they come out, and that's when our Brother Gold and Brother Adam had come and told me that they'd taken him to the university hospital, and it doesn't look good. They don't know what it is. I think you're non-responsive. They say he's non-responsive. He was out of it. They didn't know what was going on. And I'd come back, and I thought, well, I'm going to get a couple of the brothers, and we'll go and just have a word of prayer for him and do it. And I looked around. I couldn't find nobody. And I come back, and our brother was talking to one of the deacons and stuff, and I thought, man, Lord, I'm just going to go and talk to you. And I walked in and knelt down. It's like, Lord, your prophet just told us what to do. Amen. That's my brother. Amen. We might have an old rusty knife.
Yeah.
And I don't know nothing about doctors and blood pressure and any EKGs or nothing else. And that is not my problem. He's your son. Amen. Go after him.
Amen.
He's back. They thought they were going to keep him, I think, 4 or 5 days, they thought, and to see him here tonight is truly the hand of the Lord with him. That's the mighty God we serve.
Amen.
And he is. He said, all you have to do is just believe it.
Amen.
You have to apply it, believe it. He says, that's where he said here, you have the authority, put the faith with that authority, and it has to happen.
Amen.
So what he said, it's not my problem. How's it going to be? And the medical doctors are saying this or that or anything else. There's our brother Bill Simpson sitting back here. Brother Jackson, I'm sure he's sitting back here. Every one of us raised our hands and said, have you had a miracle in your life? Has something happened?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have heard, now we see.
Amen.
Amen. We have heard, now we see.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's so wonderful. It's not for another day or another time or another group of people.
Yeah.
It's for us.
Amen.
Us. We are the royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Not somebody else or somebody else that's coming or another generation that's going to come on down and down and up. Us.
Amen.
We are their royal seed.
Hallelujah.
That should build our faith so much.
Amen.
When that prophet tells us that we are heirs of everything and it all belongs to us, nothing
Amen.
Can stand in the way. When you got a right to go to Satan and say, give it back.
Amen.
Isn't that great? I've been praying that quickly is that trying to seek the direction of the Lord of where to go is we've seen that the Lord and the tapes that we've been playing and what we've been doing that they're all, you can't pick a wrong message. There's no
Amen.
Such thing as picking a wrong tape.
Amen.
Because they're all the Word of God.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. And the wonderful thing it is, from 47 to 65, they say the same thing.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It tells who He was and it tells who we are.
Amen.
First you got to recognize the messenger, then you can recognize who you are.
Amen.
Once that happens, and then we are the bride.
Amen.
But asking the Lord is what that He wants and the direction for us to go in and the messages that He wants us to hear. And I think that even lately, I'm for myself, and I believe for this as a church, that you feel that are you getting more out of the messages than you ever have before?
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, the prophet, he instructed us and told us, if we've come prepared, if you come ready, yes. if you come expecting, and you get everything out of the way, and the more that you do that, the more he'll give to you, because you just Amen. Simply cannot outgive the Lord. Amen. And he'll give you more revelation. And he says, if you want to pray for one thing, pray for more revelation.
Amen.
And that's what I want, is more revelation, Lord. Amen. And to be able, it's amazing that many times to hear tapes, that I'll hear the tape two or three times before we come out here and play it, and I'm sitting up here listening to it like you all, and it's like, I don't even know if I heard that tape. It's wonderful. And we're so thankful to the Lord for that. And so I'm really thinking that the Lord's been laying it upon my heart that I remember Brother Branham, as I often used to thank us, and I still do now when I hear Brother Branham say, oh, I remember, and he will tonight. He says, when we used to take and go through the whole book of Genesis, and we go through the whole book of Hebrews, and we spent a year in the book of Revelations, and he says, oh, I remember when we used to do that. And it's like, oh, wouldn't you have loved to have been there?
Amen.
I would have loved to have been there as that prophet bringing down a year going over the book of Revelations. And that sister says, when are you going to get Job off that ash heap, Brother Branham? It's like, man, don't get him off that ash heap. And right there, you just keep right on going, Brother Branham. But, Amen. You know, when he would teach the word, and it was just like, what would you do if you could set anything of the teaching of Paul to teach the word to you? How wonderful it is. Well, we can do the same thing. I got news for you. We've got the word. We've got the message. And it's underneath the teaching of God's prophet. And one of the messages that he does in a series of messages that we're going to hear, the first one tonight, is Hebrews chapter 1. And where Brother Branham starts in that whole Hebrews series, and there's 15 messages on there, and he says that the Hebrews, he says, is one of the deepest, richest books of the whole Bible. The deepest and richest book of the whole Bible. And he's going to teach us all about it. He's going to break it down and talk to us about it and what it is. He makes the quote, he says, there's some fine nuggets in here. Oh, I love that. Amen. And get ready for this one. He says, we'll shout praises of God the whole time.
Amen.
So we're getting ready for some good stuff, for sure.
Amen.
He said that the book of Romans was his key letter to the people. He said that there was the others. He wrote the book of Romans. He wrote the book of Ephesians. But he said Romans was the key.
Amen.
And it is the beginning, he says, that he was showing that the Old Testament was just the shadow of the New Testament to the Hebrews. He was showing the separation that it's going from the Jews to the Gentiles. That's where that was the beginning for us.
Yeah.
Right there. That's what he was showing, the difference. It was a shadow of the Old Testament of what's getting ready to come. So we're getting ready to take a deep study into something that's rich and deep and beautiful for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if we'll open up our hearts and let God come in and study his word, then we're going to have a good time with a lot of good nuggets
Amen.
For the next few messages. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Looking forward to that?
Amen.
As we go to prayer, so we want to bow our heads. We received a few prayer requests. Our sister Billy Burnett, she's in the hospital tonight at Clark County, said she needs prayer. And also want to make the announcement is my aunt, Agnes Branham, that she passed away Monday the 4th, went to be with the Lord. I think she was 94 or 95 years old. That was Brother Branham's brother's wife, Jesse. Many of you heard Brother Branham talk about him on tape. And she's going to be at Coots' Funeral Home Friday 4 to 8. And Saturday at 11 o'clock. The funeral home is going to be at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry. Saturday is open until 11. And then the funeral is going to be at Coots' at 1 o'clock. We want to remember all the family in prayer for that during that time. And how thankful we are for all of God's mercy and grace. And isn't the prophet told us, he says, even when it comes, and we're all going to come to that very time ourselves. I hope in a moment of a twinkling eye, I go from here to there.
Amen.
I want to be here to recognize it. I want to see it. I want to be here.
Amen.
And I believe I will be.
Because
I believe it might be tonight. I'm hoping it is, just like you all. I'm hoping it is, Lord. But if it's not, I'll still be believing this message. I'll still be holding on. I'll still be waiting, Lord.
Yeah.
because you're coming for a bride, and I'm one of them.
Amen.
By your mercy and grace, I'm one of them, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But he said, he even told us that all that, the sting of death, that's even been taken away.
Amen.
We don't have to fear that no more.
Amen.
I love how he said, before, if you passed away right now, he says, before your body is sitting in the presence of the undertaker, you're sitting in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
What a promise to the bride of Jesus Christ. That to stay in the presence of Him. We stay in His presence here, and if He comes after us, we'll be in His presence right there.
Amen.
And He said that they long for us as much as we long to be in their presence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But while we're here, we're truly needy people. But although we got needs, remember what you just heard Sunday. You're heirs to all things. The quotes that I just read you, Satan has no right at all. It is your right, your scripture authority to tell Satan, no matter what it is, give it back. Give it back, Satan, because you don't have no right, whatever it is. Whether it's for you, whether it's for your children, it's for a loved one, your brother, your sister. It doesn't matter who it is. If we would just apply that faith and put it in. Do you believe that, children?
Amen.
With all your heart?
Amen.
Then if you believe that, then whatever you got on your heart and that you ask, He's going to give it to you. Because His word cannot fail. He said it's for a believer. We're a believer. It's your word. We believe it. Your word can't fail. So we're going to join our faith together tonight. And we're going to believe that, Lord, for these prayer requests and for each hand and each need, no matter what it is, Lord, you're going to meet that need. So just raise up your hand and say, Lord, you know what my need is and what I want. Father, most of all, I want to be closer to you and more like you.
Amen.
And to take away all the things that I fail you and I make mistakes. But Lord, because of your shed blood of Calvary, Lord, all you see is that cross. That's all that you see. And tonight I'm going to approach you through that cross, Lord, bringing my petitions before you and telling Satan to give it back.
Amen.
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 So let's just sing our little song that we want to reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by, because we know He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. So let's just sing it to Him as we go to prayer. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is to approach your throne tonight, Lord Jesus. And Father, to know that you're right here in our midst, Lord. Father, how grateful we are for all that you've done for your bride, Lord Jesus. That, Lord, to know that you predestinated us before the foundation of the world, Lord. For we were with you in the beginning, Lord, and we'll be with you in the end. And Father, we want to invite you to come to be with us tonight, Lord. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord, to hear your word, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. We want to be more like you, Lord Jesus. Feel welcome, Lord, that as we come and we worship you tonight, Lord, we're just so thankful that we even have this opportunity to be together as your bride, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to be in one mind and one accord. And Father, to love one another and love your children wherever they are, whoever that they are, Lord. Give that true love within us, Lord Jesus. Father, that's what we want, Lord. Although we speak with men of angels, Lord, that Father, if we didn't have love, we have nothing, Lord. Give us that love, Lord. Father, the many requests that we have upon our hearts, that Lord, in each hand that was written and raised, Lord, and each request that I read, Lord, you know the need, Father. But Father, your word, you came down and you spoke through a prophet, Lord, to bring us the infallible word of God. That pillar of fire became visible once again to your bride, Lord Jesus. You come, many didn't see, many don't understand, but your bride does, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, your prophet told us we are heirs to all things, Lord.
Amen.
It belongs to us. So Lord, whatever the need is, Lord, if we come to you as scriptural authority, Lord, and apply our faith with it, that we will get what we ask for, Lord. Father, give us the faith that we need to accept that. What you're going to give to us, Lord. And we believe you're going to answer each and every request, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us, Lord. We're so grateful and we love you so much, Father. Bless and be with us tonight. Be with your bride that couldn't be here. Be with Aunt Agnes's family, Lord. Comfort them and strengthen them at this time. That, Lord, you are the only one that can comfort them, the broken hearts, Lord Jesus. But Father, we look for that great resurrection morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and, Lord, we'll be together for eternity. Father, one day we know we're going to open up our eyes and we're going to see those saints, Lord. And we believe that it's close, Lord. It's right at the door, maybe even tonight, Lord Jesus. We ask you to come quickly, Lord. Let us make ourselves ready tonight. Bless and be with us now as we take these requests and we place them into your hands and believing by faith that they will happen according to your word. We ask it in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too big.
Once again, and with great expectation of the message we're about to hear, and just want to invite the Holy Spirit and to worship Him, and just thinking of the quotes we've been hearing and the messages, and beginning to recognize who we are. I'm so glad to say that I'm one of them.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. And I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. And I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. And though these people may not learn to be, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide, His power is yet the same. And I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Oh, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. Oh, one of them. all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power from service came. And what He did for them, that thing He'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And come, my brother, seek this blessing. We'll cleanse your heart from sin. I will start the joy bells ringing, and we'll keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them, one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
And soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, no more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hebrews 13:8, we are going to see the King. Hebrews 13:8, we are going to see the King. Hebrews 13:8, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time. Hebrews 13:8. Hebrews 13:8. We are going to see the King. Hebrews 13:8. We are going to see the King. Oh, Hebrews 13:8. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
Amen. Brother and Sister Campbell, if you're ready for your special.
I saw three men. sunshine all over this troubled land. God has lifted us again in the form of a man. Now we don't have to wonder about revelations here. The camera took the picture as Christ did descend. The Lamb came and opened them in the city of Jeffersonville. At the moment of 1969, I saw three men. Two of them went to Sodom, one I call Elohim. They were born at the sight sign all over this trouble.
Sister Campbell, God bless you.
Amen.
That was beautiful. That song came to my heart. Can't you see why I'm happy?
Amen.
If you would stand. Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? Oh, I've accepted.
Thank you.
just one more time softly to him. Yes, Lord. Happy that you accepted the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
How grateful we are, Father. That revealed word that you spoke to us, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, by your prophet, Malachi. Hum it softly. Once again, Lord, we invite you to come and to be with us now. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, so that we can hear your word, Lord. Speak to our hearts, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, and we confess we believe with all of our hearts. Let's just sing it to him one time.
Only be.
Now that we've come to the best part of the service is to be able to hear that spoken word that was spoken to us by Malachi 4.
Amen.
Are you ready for the prophet to come
Amen.
Out?
Amen.
For the Holy Spirit to speak to you?
Amen.
It's my pleasure to welcome tonight to the platform once again is Brother Branham as he brings the message, Hebrews chapter 1. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.
Amen.